This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This afternoon, the Massachusetts legislature passed a bill that's designed to require health insurance for nearly all of its citizens. The state's Republican governor, Mitt Romney, is expected to sign the bill, and it would make Massachusetts the first state in the nation to require all individuals to have health coverage or to pay a penalty. Joining me from Boston is NPR's Richard Knox. And Richard, how would this work? What would the legislation actually do?
Well, it's designed to do nothing less than to provide health insurance for well over a half million Massachusetts residents who don't have it now, and to do that by the year 2010. It's very complicated to get there. The bill is 145 pages, and at its heart is something called an individual mandate, which is the first of its kind. It would require, it will require individuals who are not insured at work to buy coverage on their own. That is, they have to do it if the state looks at their tax returns and decides they can afford to purchase coverage. And those who make under 300% of the federal poverty level, which is about $48,000 for a family of three, those people would get state subsidies to buy insurance.
Is it clear that the Massachusetts can legally require citizens to do this?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think the legislature has determined that it is constitutional, that they can pass a law to require to do that under these circumstances anyway. They'll do it through the state income tax system.
Mm-hmm. This describes nearly all of the people in Massachusetts. Who are the ones who aren't covered by the law?
About 5% of those who are currently uncovered, or that's around 30,000 people. The people who wrote the bill assume that there will always be some who fall through the cracks, you know, the recent arrivals or people who don't file taxes, undocumented immigrants, and so on. And for them, the state's free care pool will pay. But the aim is for the free care pool to shrink drastically as more and more people get insured.
What happens to a small business, say, in Massachusetts, that employs some people but does not provide health insurance for them? Would they be required to do so under this law?
No, not required. Businesses that employ 11 or more but don't provide insurance will have to pay $295 per worker per year to the state, and that will be used to help fund free care. Up to now, those businesses have gotten a free ride from the free care pool. And if their workers use that free care pool more than a few times a year, they stand to get the companies stand to get charged for the cost of the care. So they no longer escape from that responsibility. Employers of 11 or more would also have to adopt what's called a cafeteria plan that allows workers to purchase purchase health care with pre-tax dollars. So that would be cheaper for them to do.
Richard, just explain this again to me. If I'm a motorist, the state can see whether or not I have insurance when I register my car. Here, it's for people in Massachusetts, it's going to be something the state sees in their state income tax returns?
That's right. They would the income tax return would have a question: Do you have health insurance? And you'd have to check it off if you did, and they'd keep track of who didn't. They would cross check that. I'm told with a database from health insurers to try to see who's insured and who isn't. And if you were not insured and the state deemed that you could afford to buy one of these new affordable insurance policies that the state hopes to create, then you would have to pay a penalty. The first year, it wouldn't be much of a penalty, something like, you'd lose your state personal tax income tax exemption, which is worked out to something like $80 a year on your taxes. Mm-hmm. But in the second year and beyond, you'd have to pay to the state tax agency 50% of the premium of what the state deems an affordable insurance policy. And you know, that could be a couple thousand dollars a year.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Richard Knox speaking to us from Boston.